out at the legislative session right now, the special session on tax reform, one of the items that you can find is HB 22. It was written by State Representative Roger Wilder, who I will reach out to him after the show today to make sure we get him on here, because Roger's a regular on the show, good friend of the show. Although I think Roger and I are going to be on different sides of this one. HB 22 increases the tax on net gaming proceeds from electronic sports wagering on websites and mobile applications. Joining us now to talk about this from the Sports Betting Alliance, Scott Ward. Scott, welcome. How are you, man?
Thank you. I'm great. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you on here, although I hate that we have to have this conversation, because sports betting, legal sports betting in Louisiana was introduced just a couple short years ago, and I've taken to it like a duck to water. $5 bets at a time. I'm not like throwing around any major cash here, but as far as an entertainment outlet is concerned, I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've seen the impact it's had at the casinos here in Baton Rouge, with building out sports books over at the Queen and L'Auberge, and then Belle of Baton Rouge is supposed to be coming back online in short order as well. And the pairing of the mobile with the sports book, it's an added level of entertainment that sports fans have. And now this is definitely going to shake that up, if not ruin it. Give us your take on HB 22.
Well, like you said, we've been operational in the state for 2.5 years. Mm-hmm. You know, it was voted on by the voters in referendum in 2020. So lots of support. It's been very successful in the state. $58 million in tax revenue in the last 12 months. Jobs, because we partner with the local casinos. So the casinos are sharing in that revenue from mobile as well as retail. Advertising, you know, I know a lot of radio stations, newspapers have gotten advertising. Maybe some of your listeners are not super happy about that, but that creates jobs as well.
It does.
Those pay for jobs at newspapers, radio stations, all over the place. But so it's been very successful in the state. But now, unfortunately, this bill would increase the tax on sports betting by 300% or more.
Right.
And that's sort of unprecedented. You know, these businesses come into the state and they operate based on specific economic models. Businesses crave certainty. That's an old adage, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you're going to triple or quadruple our tax rate, that is going to have an effect.
Yes. Okay. So when it comes to tripling or quadrupling, so moving it from 15% tax up to a 51% tax, doing this overnight, how would the sports books end up paying for this? Would it affect, like, in a business world, every tax on a business ends up trickling itself back down to the consumer. So what would that look like from our standpoint, from a user's standpoint?
Absolutely. So, you know, the tax is paid by the companies. It's not paid by the consumer. And I think that's something that a lot of people are confused by, because they think, oh, it's no big deal. Out-of-state companies, they can pay this higher tax. But sports betting is a very low-margin business. And as you said, it will be passed down to the consumer, to Louisianans who are betting right now. Mm-hmm. Everything is going to be on the table. This is unprecedented. So you will see, no doubt, lower promotions, lower advertising. You know, folks who like that, you know, double up your parlay or whatever it is, those things will go away. Advertising will go away. Again, maybe some people would be happy about that. But that pays for jobs. You will likely see worse odds. You know, that minus 110 will become something else. And then, you know, in other states that have not done this, but they've done something similar, Ohio doubled their tax rate from 10 to 20%. And we're talking about twice that amount. But, you know, in Ohio, several sports books who had been doing deals to come into the state pulled out. Others who were sort of in the state stopped operating in a meaningful way. That's happened in New York, which, by the way, is at 51%. That's where this number is coming from.
Okay.
It's 51%. I don't know if there's a lot of ways that Louisiana follows New York's lead, but this would be one of them.
No, yeah. It's not often that we look to follow New York's lead.
Exactly.
And it's not often that you find a business that can absorb that kind of hit, that cost of doing business. And when I look, you mentioned like a minus 110 odds. Like, for those who don't participate in the online gaming, what that means is if you're making, let's say, a $10 bet, you're going to get, what, $9 and change, right, on top of the bet. Like, you're not getting even money. Now, that 110, if you jump up to a 50% tax, would that go up to like a minus 175 for what would be a normal bet? And now, as the person placing the bet, I've got to take that into account. And I look at that and think, I don't want to participate anymore, because it's not going to be worth it on my end to invest my money in that bet.
Well, and here's the real problem with that. You know, I represent DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, and Fanatics. There's lots of other sports books that are operating here in the state. Mm-hmm. They compete for the consumer here in the state, but the reason I'm able to represent them all on the government affairs side is because we know that our biggest competition isn't each other. It's the illegal sports books, the offshore folks who are operating in the state, are not regulated and do not pay taxes. So if you, as a you know, reasonable bettor who looks at the lines, says, well, I can get a better deal offshore because those guys don't pay taxes in the state of Louisiana,
yeah,
that's where you're going to go. And then that tax revenue is completely lost to the state.
Okay, so yeah, that's the perfect pairing right there. Is if, let's say, Eastern Michigan's taking on Ohio tonight, and Ohio's an 11-point favorite at a minus 110. If I'm looking at that line versus an offshore account, if we're to see a 51% tax on this, that 110, if that goes up to like a 160, 170, I'm going to look at my offshore account. I'm going to like, I'm not going to name any offshore sites, but not that I know any. But I'm going to look at that and say, I'm still getting the minus 110 if I'm doing this off the books. If I'm doing this illegally, I'm still going to get the better odds here. And at which point, Louisiana, instead of gaining 51%, loses 15%.
That's right. Well, and that offshore book is going to give you promotions and all sorts of things that we're just not going to be able to do in the regulated market.
I'm doing my level best to avoid the promotions, man. It's just keep adding legs to parlays, Haldane. No. We got Scott Warden with us. He's from the Sports Betting Alliance. What kind of feedback have you heard? Have you been able to talk with members of the state legislature about this?
So we only heard about this just a few days ago, but in the last 24 hours, we've put 6,000 emails. You mentioned you got an email from
both FanDuel and DraftKings, and yes, it's the same wording on both. So good to know that you're representing both. So they just copied and pasted for you.
They work together on
yep.
this. But more than 6,000 emails from folks like you who are sports bettors here in the state into the legislature just in the last 24 hours. And so we hope that is making a difference, that they're hearing from their constituents that say, hey, you know, this does have an effect on me. Please don't do this.
Is there I mean, 15% up to 51% is rather egregious. Is there a sense that this was like just an initial offering and they're going to come down to a better number?
You know, I'm not sure, and I don't have that information. You know, any tax increase is going to have an effect.
Oh, of course.
And I don't want to suggest that we can't be reasonable, but any tax increase above the 15, like I said, there are contracts in place with the casinos. There's economic models in place that you know the sports books are operating under right now. So any increase is going to have a negative effect on consumers. But certainly 51, I assume it was picked because of New York. It's the highest one out there. You know, that's. I mean, to quadruple the tax rate is sort of something I've never heard of before.
When we saw New York happen, but New York started at that, though, didn't they?
They did.
They didn't jump up. They didn't have, like, an introductory period where you got to, you know, everybody got to download their apps and take advantage of them and enjoy the entertainment that goes along with it, only to have it, like, have the rug pulled out from under you.
That's right. So New York did an RFP process where some of the books, not my clients, but some of the books, bid and chose that tax rate because they were told that that's the one you had to pick or you probably wouldn't get the license. The other difference in New York is that we don't operate through casinos in New York or it's a direct license from the state. We have we operate through it. The casinos here in Louisiana actually own the license and then we partner with them to do it. So that's an added cost for us here that you don't have in New York. But that 51% was chosen by the folks because that's what they were told they had to do. Even when we entered the market, we knew it would not be profitable. But it's a huge market, and you need to be there. Since they've been up and running, 9 books started. 5 of them have either withdrawn or seriously cut back their operations in the state. So it's just not sustainable. And you've heard, you know, the publicly traded companies talk about that in their earnings calls. That it's not a sustainable market. And something needs to change.
So of 9 of them, 5 either withdrew or scaled back.
Correct.
So that's a pretty rough batting average when you look at success, or lack thereof. We got about a minute and a half left. What's the call to action here? What are you looking for from folks right now?
So go to SBA Louisiana, SBA, those letters Louisiana spelled out, SBALouisiana.org, and you can find more information. You can also email your legislator, your state legislator here in Louisiana. Let him know don't increase sports betting taxes by 300%. Simple as that.
He is Scott Ward with the Sports Betting Alliance. Yeah, it's HB22. Roger Wilder's the one who put it out there. As there's a number of moving pieces as to where, if we want to scale back income tax in the state of Louisiana, they're looking to offset that number in a number of different places, as opposed to maybe, you know, streamlining cost, maybe cutting back on spending. That's a whole other topic for a whole other day. In the meanwhile, Scott, I greatly appreciate a couple minutes this morning. Thanks for the explainer.
Thank you so much.